When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Raven Hoquette back with another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast, y'all. And I cannot wait to get into this today, y'all, because we're talking all about trusting God when your bank account is in the negatives. Now, can I keep it real with y'all today and tell y'all that I have had my bank account in the negatives many, many times? I think that you see a lot of your favorite entrepreneurs, you see a lot of successful entrepreneurs, and you feel like we never go through anything. You feel like we are just invincible. We are just untouchable when it comes to anything happening to us financially. And that's just simply not true. There has been so many times in my business that I have just been begging God, you know, to break through for the next level. I find that every single time that God has almost like uprooted me and taken me to this next level in my business, there has been a major test that happens prior to him taking me to that next level. And a lot of times that test will have to do with my finances. He would want to put me in a situation where I would have to really, really, really depend on him. So we're going to start this episode, and I want to cite one of my favorite scriptures. I want y'all to go with me really quickly. I know that sounds like very churchy, like, go with me quickly. Take out your Bibles, right? But we're going to go to 2 Corinthians, and we're going to be in verse 12. And it says in 2 Corinthians 12, 8 and 9, three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. How many people know what it feels like to be in the midst of a financial hardship and you be like, God, please make it stop. Please. Oh my gosh, get me out of it. Like just begging God that the account would fix itself. Begging God that you would just wake up and all of the overdraft fees would be gone. Begging God that the bill collectors would stop calling. Begging God, please, 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 Lord, get me out of this situation. But then it says in verse 9, it says, each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. And so I want to talk about that because God said to us, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Some of y'all always want to be the big dog financially. Some of y'all always want to be out here able to brag on your finances. You always want to be the one that's at the table footing the bill. You always want to be the one that can say, oh, I got you. I got this. You always want to be the one that's rocking the latest designer. You always want to be the one that's out here able to step out and say, you know, God did this for me financially. You always want to be the one that's able to speak on a financial blessing. But what about when God really wants you to be able to give a powerful testimony? His strength is made perfect in your weakness. What that means to me is that in times of hardship, in times of going through a bad time financially, that's the time where God can come through and give you a blessing so big that you'll only be able to say that it is God that did this. It is God that gave me this blessing. I'm gonna tell y'all a quick story. February of this year, this is February of 2022. A word was spoken over me. I was given a prophetic word specifically about my finances. Now, mind y'all, I got this word and I received this word and I was excited about this word. But at the same time, my bank account didn't look like this word. That's all I'm gonna say. And my bank account didn't look like this word because I was in a season where I was having to invest in so much stuff. My husband and I had already started the process of buying a house. So we were setting things up to prepare for buying a house. And you know, when you buying a house, it just feel like you just don't have no money a lot of times. Like it just feels like that sometimes. So, you know, we were going through a time of that. And so I remember getting that prophetic word, and I knew for a fact that I wanted to sow a seed, and I knew that I wanted to sow like a really big seed. Now, I had money in my account at the time, but I didn't have the money in the account to sow that big of a seed that I wanted to sow. You know, I had to do the next best thing and pull out that Amex card, honey. So I pulled out that Amex card and I sowed that seed. And I knew that God was already coming through for me financially. I knew that He was doing something. But when I tell y'all, I sowed that seed and God gave me triple what I had been praying for. God gave me triple what I had been believing Him for. It was a time of weakness for me financially. And God said, "You trusted me. You trusted me and you gave me your last. And so now I'm really going to rock out and I'm really going to provide for you in a way that you're literally only going to be able to say that it is me that did this." So I love how the next part of that same scripture says, "So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." I want Christ to be present in my finances. I want Christ to just be present in every single thing that I'm doing in my business and whatever I got going on. I'm not saying that it's fun to walk around and your bank account is in the negatives. I mean, like I said, I've been there. I know that it's not fun to walk around and your bank account is in a negative, but I need you to trust that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. I need you to trust that God is going to give you beauty for your ashes. I need you to trust that there is a powerful testimony on the other side of this. I need you to trust that you're going to get back up again. I need you to trust that this is not your final story. I need you to trust that delay is not denial. I need you to trust what God says so many times in the Bible, that He's giving you the power to create wealth. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. Another thing that I need you to do when you're in this time of almost a silent season and your bank account is in a negative and you're having to trust God, I need you to think back to His track record. I need you to think back to the last time you struggled, the last time you went through something financially and God pulled you out of that, the last time He saved you from that eviction, the last time He saved you from that repossession, the last time you signed on a dotted line at that hotel for that contract, for that conference that was way more than you could afford, but God made sure that you weren't embarrassed. And that conference still went on. The last time that God provided for you and gave you more than what you were asking for. I love how the scripture, I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, says that He's the same God today and every day. That same God that pulled you out last time is going to pull you out this time. So in your prayer time today, you need to say, "God, thank you for being the same God. You're getting ready to pull me out of this one, just like you pulled me out of it the last time." When I'm going through a tough time financially, I like to go to God and I like to thank God in advance. Thank you, God, for getting my credit score back up. Thank you, God. I like to go into my bank account and literally log into my bank account and say, "Thank you, God, that when it might look like an overdraft right now, it's going to be an overflow soon in the name of Jesus." I like to speak that to my bank account all the time. So that's something that would be amazing for those of you guys that are going through a situation right now when your bank account is in a negative. Don't forget to look at God's track record and actually log in to your bank account and thank God in advance that the overdraft is soon going to turn into the overflow. Another thing that you need to do when your bank account is in a negative, when you're really figuring out how to just stay in a place of trusting God, is really have your scriptures that you know that you're going to stand on when it comes to your money. And don't just have the scriptures in your head. Don't just have them highlighted in your Bible app. Don't just have them highlighted in your physical Bible that you only look at in the morning. One of the things that I like to do with my Increase 365 group is we always constantly walk around without index cards. My index cards are literally inside of my bag right now. And with the index cards, it specifically says things about whatever it is that I'm believing God for. If it's I'm believing God for a turnaround or astronomical growth in my finances, I'm believing God for growth in my marriage, I'm believing God for growth in my parenting, I'm believing God for my hair to grow. I don't care what, I be going to God about everything, y'all, like everything. So whatever it is that you are standing on, whatever those scriptures are that you're standing on to trust God when it comes to your finances, put them on those index cards and take them index cards. Read them out loud when you wake up in the morning. Read them out loud when you go to sleep at night. Take them with you. Put them in your purse. This is why I like having them as index cards and as physical so that we're reminded. Put them in your purse and take them out and recite them as many times as you need to throughout the day. I'm telling y'all, like, it feels like you're in the fire, but I want y'all to think about the story of the three brothers that went through that fire and God literally had them come out and they were completely fireproof. God literally had them come out and you couldn't smell no ashes on them. It didn't seem like they had gone through a fire. God has a way of making sure that his children don't look like what they're going through. God has a way of making sure that his children do not look like what they have been through. So I'm telling you, the fight is already fixed. Thank God in advance that victory is already yours. Thank God in advance that victory is already upon your finances. Thank God in advance that he's the same God that literally has the hairs numbered on your head. He's the same God that the same way he numbered and counted every hair on your head, he's already counted every bill that you owe. He's already counted every point that you need on your credit score to get approved for the loan. He's already counted every person that you need to show up for you in your business journey. God has already had everything counted up even before you were here on this earth. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew how much you was going to need for that bill. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew how much you was going to need for that conference. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, he already knew how much the rent was going to be late, what he was going to need to provide for you. So thank God that the turnaround is coming even before it comes. I want y'all to close your eyes and start to smell the turnaround because it's already on its way. God is already working on your behalf behind the scenes. God specializes in never leaving any of his children hanging. He told us in the book of Deuteronomy that we don't have to be fearful because he's already gone before us. What I take from that is that since he's gone before us, every problem that could ever happen in our lives, he already knew that it was going to be there. So I want you to get excited. I want you to get more trusting. I want you to trust those scriptures. I also want you guys to do a fast. Let's get to the root of why your bank account is in a negative. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to use to keep you in a place of lack financially, to keep you in a place of struggle financially, let's fast and let's turn the volume up on God. Let's turn him up some more so we can hear God letting us know what mistakes you might be making in your finances so that those things can be fixed. So that's all I got for y'all with this episode. I hope that y'all enjoyed it. Make sure that you stay tuned for another episode of Supernaturally Paid because y'all know that we are going to be bringing it in each and every episode. So join me next time for another edition of Supernaturally Paid and I will talk to y'all soon. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.